to the edge of pleasure. I clenched my thighs at the wild thoughts racing through my head as my camera captured their suggestive poses, their heated expressions, the sensual record of the moments before the camera stopped clicking. Before. That was what my lens recorded. The build, the slow burn, the seconds that ticked till these lovers lunged at each other. Sensual boudoir photography was my jam. It was the best job ever, and also the worst, because of days like this, when my mind zigged and zagged with images. But I was a professional, and I had to keep my own wild meanderings at bay and finish the job. I zoomed in on their faces, then I stepped back, grabbing a series of full-body shots as the couple shifted, sitting up, her legs wrapped around his ass, their arms curled around each other. Two people who couldn't get enough of each other. Gorgeous, I said, murmuring my approval. Now, Evangeline, I want you to look at Marco like you're going to rip off all his clothes. She laughed, shooting me a playful glance. But I've already stripped him down to his boxers. I smiled knowingly from behind the camera. Then you're not done. Look at him like you're going to tug those boxers off and have a field day with him.
Field day, he whispered to her in a voice tinged with lust. That's what we'll have when we're done.
Just as I predicted. Then the pair of them laughed, and I caught that, too, because that's what they'd asked for when they ordered this photo shoot, to record their love, their passion, and their trust in each other. They wanted it all for posterity, when they longed for each other, and when they laughed with each other, too. They seemed to share their vulnerability and tenderness so easily in a stranger's bedroom. How did they do that? How did they let go? Just behave while you're in here, I teased. But, Marco, I need one thing from you.
Name it, the man said.
Run your hands through her hair, I told him. A groan rumbled up his chest so loud I could hear it. His fingers roped through her honey-brown strands, and I snapped that shot, capturing provocative moment after provocative moment, even as my mind ran away again. I wanted that. Wanted it for me, and wanted it for my damn job. If only so I could get these images out of my head while I worked. Surely my overactive, overheated imagination helped my job of capturing sensuality, but I didn't need dirty images bearing down in the studio. And the images showed no signs of abating as I pictured his hands tightening around her glossy locks later, tugging, pulling, yanking. Did he make her scream, moan, or simply melt? All of the above, I decided as they cast hot stares at each other. The longing in her eyes was visceral, a palpable force in the room. In his irises, I saw intense devotion and filthy desire. This was when I stopped directing them, letting their natural instincts take over. She pressed her body closer to her man, sealing herself to him like she was riding him. I want something that captures us in the throes of passion, she said, her voice smoky, like she could barely hold back as she looked at me. Nina, do I look like a woman about to be devoured? I answered her with complete honesty. Yes. A small smile seemed to tease at her lips. Best feeling ever, isn't it? She winked, like we were soul sisters on this front. I answered her with a total lie. Of course. Inside, I replied truthfully, privately, saying, I wouldn't know. I've never had what she's having. Evangeline pulled on a robe as Marco excused himself to the restroom to dress. It was funny to see his modesty after I'd already witnessed him so exposed, though not physically. I never captured full nudes of men, only women, and only if they requested. But I was grateful he was gone for a few minutes because I found it easier to show women the images on the back of the camera without their lovers by their side. She could look at them through her own eyes, not his. And women saw their bodies differently than men did. Mostly, women saw the emotions in the photos, not simply the beautiful bodies. That was what I always tried to convey in both the solo shoots of women and the couple shoots, the emotions. Evangeline couldn't contain a wildly pleased grin as she stared at the window on my camera. You're very good, she said, cooing at the shots, almost tracing her finger against the screen. I've never seen us look this way before. Our faces caught in these moments, moments of passion. I smiled.